This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. World leaders continue to discuss what's happening. And the President Joe Biden is now set to make his second address to the UN's General Assembly, facing a shortage or no shortage of tough issues. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani has more details.
White House National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan says the president goes to New York in good shape,
with the wind at his back,
touting U.S. alliances, unity in backing Ukraine amid Russia's war, and historic investments at home. But UN Chief Antonio Guterres sees a world in trouble.
We cannot go on like this,
citing conflicts, climate change, economic woes.
And yet we are gridlocked in colossal global dysfunction.
Last year, President Biden focused on a post-Trump return to American leadership and global partnership. One analyst says this year demands more. The president's expected to heavily focus his address on the war in Ukraine. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Meanwhile, separatist leaders of four Russian-controlled areas of Ukraine say that they are planning to hold referendums this week for the territories to become part of Russia's as Moscow loses ground in the war it launched. The votes will be held in the Luhansk, Kherson, and partly Russian-controlled Zaporizhia and Donetsk regions. That announcement of the balloting starting Friday came after a close ally of Russian President Vladimir Putin said Tuesday that they were needed. Now, former Russian President Dmitry Medvedev also said that folding Luhansk and Donetsk and eastern Ukraine into Russia itself would make their withdrawal frontiers irreversible and enable Moscow to use any means to defend them. This is VOA News. Hurricane Fiona has now blasted the Turks and Caicos Islands as a Category 3 storm after devastating Puerto Rico and creating problems in the Dominican Republic. AP correspondent Norman Hall.
The National Hurricane Center says Fiona's eye passed close to Grand Turk, the capital of Turks and Caicos. The government had already imposed a curfew and urged people to get out of flood-prone areas. Storm surge could push water levels as high as 8 feet above normal. Historic floodwaters have started to recede in Puerto Rico. A massive cleanup effort came on the fifth anniversary of Hurricane Maria, which hit as a Category 4 storm in 2017 and knocked out power for a year in some areas. In the Dominican Republic, Fiona left thousands of homes without power. I'm Norman Hall.
The independent arbiter tasked with inspecting documents in the seas from in an FBI search of former U.S. President Donald Trump's Florida home says he intends to push briskly through the review process. Raymond Deary, the veteran Brooklyn-based judge, also appeared skeptical of the Trump team's reluctance to say whether it believed the records had been declassified. AP correspondent Eric Tucker reports the independent arbiter wants information from Trump lawyers about the classification of those documents.
One of the things that's emerged over the last 24 hours is that the special master Raymond Deary has been asking the Trump team to disclose to him any information about whether or not the seized documents have been declassified. That's something that Donald Trump has repeatedly maintained in public statements, that he has declassified the documents that the FBI recovered. And so Judge Deary asked the Trump legal team for any information about that point of view.
And the purpose of Tuesday's meeting was to sort out next steps in a review process expected to slow by weeks, if not months. Criminal investigation into the retention of top secret information at Mar-a-Lago after Trump left the White House. U.S. federal authorities have charged 48 people in what they're calling the largest pandemic-related fraud scheme yet uncovered. The defendants allegedly stole $250 million from a federal program that provides meals to low-income children. The prosecutors say few meals were actually served, and the defendants used the money to buy luxury cars, property, and jewelry. Documents made public Tuesday charge the defendants with counts including conspiracy, wire fraud, money laundering, and bribery. Prosecutors say the defendants created companies that claimed to be offering food to thousands of kids and sought reimbursement of some sort. This year, the U.S. Justice Department has made prosecuting pandemic-related fraud a priority and has stepped up enforcement actions. There is more at voanews.com.